Alaska's governor was in Washington, D.C. for a couple of days this week to represent the state at the burial of former Senator Ted Stevens. Governor Sean Parnell says despite knowing Stevens for many years and following his career, he was newly impressed by the breadth of the former senator's legacy.
We heard some about his key role in the U.S. Olympic Committee and making sure that our Olympic athletes can compete worldwide. We heard about his role in ending discrimination against women and girls in sports. So, you know, we tend to hear about the resource and infrastructure type projects that the senator worked on. We don't hear as much about his reach across this nation and world.
But Stevens was best known as an appropriator, someone who brought money home to Alaska. Parnell says the height of getting federal funds may be over, but Alaska still needs money for infrastructure projects since it is, in his words, underdeveloped compared to other states.
I think the loss of Senator Stevens' seniority alone is enough to diminish dollars coming to the state. On the other hand, I think Alaskans are ready to stand up and manage our own resources, utilize those resources to create a growing economy.
Giving the state more control over resources from the feds is a common pitch point right now for candidates seeking office in November. Parnell, who's running for re-election, and others say if Alaska had more independence, it could make its own financial decisions. But Alaska's members of Congress have already been fighting that battle for years. Parnell says what's changed is that he thinks the federal government is encroaching more in Alaska than ever before. The governor says Washington has some hard choices to make in the years ahead about its priorities.
What are our constitutional mandates? Fund those first, and beyond that, you know, they're going to have to rein in spending. So I think changes are coming. I think they're coming to Washington. They're certainly coming to Alaska.
The big events in Washington and Alaska honoring Ted Stevens are over now, but Parnell has issued a proclamation declaring the former senator's birthday, November 18th, as Ted Stevens Day. On Monday, the U.S. Senate voted to name a mountain and part of an ice field in Alaska after Stevens. The mountain, known as South Hunter Peak, is in Denali National Park, south of Mount McKinley. It's the tallest unnamed peak in Alaska at 13,895 feet. The legislation now goes to the U.S. House.